Alex, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
So to start off with, this data that's come out, what sort of statistics did it actually reveal about school students and religious nominations that's different from, say, 10, 20 years ago?
Well, it's quite interesting because it's the first time we've actually seen this kind of data, because the Department of Education doesn't routinely keep it, let alone release it. And so we worked with the group Fairness in Religion in Schools to get this data, and it shows that more than 40% of almost 800,000 students in New South Wales schools list no religion on their enrolment form. Now, they don't have to fill in that section of the enrolment form, but equally it makes it very clear that if they do, that is the scripture class that they will go into. So, for example, if you are keen to have your child do Anglican scripture, you would fill in that section and put that you're an Anglican. And I think the fact that that section is obviously either being left blank or parents are actually writing no religion shows there's a big shift in society and in what parents value in school.
And so for students who are electing no religion, I mean, I'm a non-religious person. I remember when I went through school, there was no other option. You did scripture classes and that was the be-all and end-all of it. And if that wasn't something you believed in, you just kind of had to wear it. Is there any alternatives these days rolling around for someone who doesn't want to elect to do the scripture classes?
Well, there are. So the government in 2011 agreed to introduce ethics classes. So you can elect ethics classes if your school offers it. The problem with ethics is that it's very popular and its growth has been quite impressive, but it still only makes up about 32,000 students across the state. So it's a small number. And the reason it's small is because you need volunteers to teach it. And so it's very hard to get enough volunteer ethics teachers, so a lot of schools just simply can't offer it. So if you're at a school that doesn't offer it or there's not enough teachers, then you just go into a classroom, and the laws state very clearly that if you're not in scripture or if you're not in ethics, you're not allowed to do anything that's academic. The thought being that it's unfair if you're doing a little bit of extra maths or spelling or whatever while other kids aren't. So it means that a huge amount of kids are potentially and are, in fact, sitting around in the classroom doing nothing. They might be colouring in. They're probably having a fun time, but they're not, at least half an hour up to an hour of school time each week is going wasted. And a lot of parents and increasing, and teachers as well, see this as a really big problem. It's almost like we're catering to the growing minority of people who are religious at the expense of other kids.
And so is this, I guess, a situation that we've seen spread fairly evenly across Australia, or are there areas where we see, I guess, lower levels of religious nomination than others?
Well, interestingly, and this data was only for New South Wales, but I do know in Queensland, I think that they were able to get from their Department of Education a similar group to the Fairness in Religions group. They under Freedom of Information Laws, got similar data, but it showed that as many as 70% of kids in Queensland a religion on their enrolment form. So, I mean, New South Wales is, possibly even still more religious than some of the other states. I'm not sure. In Victoria, interestingly, in 2015, the education minister stepped in to remove scripture classes as mandatory. And I'd assume that's in response to their low rates of listing religion on enrolment forms. So it's definitely, and we know from the recent census that Australians are definitely less religious than ever before. So it's definitely a national trend.
And so going forward, just before I do let you go, Alex, do you think that we are going to continue seeing this trend of less and less people nominating religions onto their forms?
Oh, I think definitely. But ironically, that won't influence the government or the Department of Education, because it says very clearly in the Act, an Act that was written in 1880, I think, the Education Act, that schools must provide religious instruction every week. So I think there will be increasing pressure on the government to explain why they keep allowing this compulsory half an hour to an hour time each week for religious instruction, when clearly an increasing number of people are no longer identifying as being religious.
Well, it is an absolutely fascinating issue. Alex, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Pleasure.